I'm preaching a message to you today that is based off of our road to Damascus on Friday night this past week. Ricky and Kara Williams are the facilitators of that group. I encourage you to go to Facebook, to our Facebook page, the Pulse Gasaway, because they gave their testimony during Gasaway days on the stage to many people that were there. And this ministry is a vital part of the Pulse Church. I think it's almost so much. I was thinking about this morning when I woke up, that I believe that the road to Damascus is more important than our Sunday morning worship service and every small group that we have. I think that if we did not meet any time during the week, the most important thing, you say, well, I teach, or I do this, or I do this, and I do that, and we appreciate what you do. But the road to Damascus is so important. You know why? It's important to me because I need it. I need it. I need it probably more than anybody could ever imagine. Because see, what it's for, it's the helping us through life's habits, hang-ups, and hiccups. And I encourage you to attend this group. Dinner is at 6 p.m. The group study starts at 7. You say it's Friday, it's family time. Well, you know, the only thing I can say to you, if you enjoy being addicted, if you enjoy your hang-ups, hiccups, and all this kind of stuff, if you enjoy those things being around, then don't show up. Because we don't want you there if you don't want to be there. But let me tell you something. I want rid of my hang-ups and my hiccups. I want rid of that. And so I am relying on the Holy Spirit. Oh, and he showed up on Friday. Oh, gosh, did he ever. It's like we didn't get very far in the group, but I'm telling you what, heaven came down praying and anointing oil and all over. You know, when Barb breaks out the anointing oil, it's a party. It's a party, and we broke out the anointing oil, and it was just awesome. The study this week was for us to admit that we need help over life's controlling problems. A life-controlling problem is anything that masters a person's life. Now think about that. Now Kara asked a question. She said in the study, she said, does anybody want to discuss one of the hang-ups or the hiccups, or admit that they have a life-controlling problem? And the life-controlling problem is anything that will master you and me. And the only person that admitted to anything out of the group that we had at that particular time was Kara, and she said something that was just wow, and God moved, and the rest of us, it's like, I ain't telling nobody what my hang-ups and hiccups are. Mm-mm. I ain't sharing it. You ain't going to know it. I'm not going to tell you. So the rest of us kind of looking at our shoes there for a minute, and then it's like, please go on to the next question. But we are hurting ourselves and others if we are not wanting to change and correct our destructive behavior. Life-controlling problems fall into one of three categories: substance, behaviors, and relationships. There are some people within our church that suffered somewhat with drug and alcohol addiction within their life. But it seems like that God broke that when they got saved, or they were determined to get better. See, that's the key for us getting better in life, is we have to be determined that we want to change. And guess what? You can change. God is not waiting. Don't wait on God to change you. He's put the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you're already changed in His eyes because it's already done. You're already delivered from the cross. I don't know if you heard me. Let me go over here a little bit. See, whatever hang up and hiccup you have, God has already delivered you from it. You say, well, how can He already deliver me from it if I still do it? Well, you are delivered because of the cross. He died for it on the cross. Glory to God. We need to take just a moment and specify the life-controlling problems that you struggle with. It may be drugs. It may be alcohol. It may be perverted sex that includes lust, masturbation, and pornography. See, we don't want to talk about those things. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to... Let me see this here. This is an impromptu. Megan told me a minute ago, she said, I have 12 children back there. Amen. Glory to God. I said, I had a four-hour message. She said, you better not. So here's what happens, and this is impromptu, and there's nothing really to it. But, okay, this is an addiction. Somebody call off one. Drug use, okay. Drug use, all right. So there's drug use. So here's what we do. We walk past our drug use. And we see it everywhere that we go. We see it. And it goes everywhere we go. And then what we decide to do is we decide to do this. Let's cover it up, you know. Let's cover it up. I was talking to Thomas the other day, Thomas Jackson. He's head of security here at the Pulse, and he's also a volunteer fireman. And he just really enlightened me last night on a lot of different things. But I used to be a bank manager, and one thing that I learned is this. If you come into the bank in the summertime in a trench coat or a hoodie, it's not going to be good. Are you with me? But Thomas shed a little light on me today or yesterday by something that I had never thought about. Is that he said, have you ever thought, he said, you can get a cheap hoodie that's real thin at Walmart, and kids will wear these things because what they are doing is they are hiding the cut marks on their hands. And their wrists and their arms. Now I gotta understand. I gotta go with you on something, and I gotta be real with you. I don't understand the cutting phenomenon. I don't understand it. The Bible talks about it. There's nothing new under the sun. There is no new sin. There is no nothing. But I don't understand it. Although I do understand this part, that there is pain in people's lives. So what they do is they cut themselves. That causes the pain to be distributed from one. From actual this pain to that pain. And let me tell you something. God has delivered you from that too. You're delivered from that too. So, okay, let's say it's alcohol. Let's say it's lust. Let's say it's cutting and this kind of stuff. And what we do is we continue to walk past these things. Yes, we can get up on Sunday morning and we can pay our tithes and we can praise God and we can lift our arms and we can praise Him because that's what we're supposed to do. But we still have this problem right here and we don't know what to do with it, but we continue to walk around it. Instead of uncovering it and dealing with it. We become so precious with our addictions that we call them ours. My depression. And the dumb part about it is that people have pride when they say, my depression. It's like, oh, I would be there more often, but my depression. Or I would just be there. And so what we do is we become intimate with the addiction and the struggles that we have. And instead of God in our arms and us holding God around our arms and our shoulders, we're holding the very thing that is keeping us from where God is. And number one, that's not pleasing to Him. But number two, it's keeping you, and I'm preaching to me as well as you, it's keeping you and me from our destiny and where God wants us. So why don't we admit it? Just like Kara the other day, does anybody want to talk about it? You go to your shoes and... Do you remember in Home Alone? You remember when they're driving around in the van and Kevin is walking back with his groceries and the van is following him and he turns around and the guys are going, and they're looking around in the floor and all this kind of stuff, and then he looks up and he starts walking again. So they start moving a little bit in the van and he stops and he turns around and goes. See, that's what we do. Is that we want to look at our shoes, or we want to say, oh no, I don't have that problem, or I don't have this problem, or we want to blame it on somebody else. Well, I'm this way because my dad was this way, or my mom was this way, or I'm this way because, of this or that. No, we are that way because we have allowed ourselves to be in captivity with Satan, and basically what we're doing is we are saved, but yet we're sleeping with the enemy. Are you with me? I've been up here about all week, and I went to Moe's the other night for dinner. And I got one of those bowls. And I had chicken on it. And I sat there, and I ate, and I ate. It didn't have a bottom. The thing didn't have a bottom. And buddy, I tell you what, I don't let food kick me, I can eat it, but I'm telling you what, it just didn't have a bottom. And I thought, man, I'm going to be miserable if I sit here and eat the rest of this. And our parents always taught us to clear our plate, so that we can go back out and play. But it's caused people to get to a place where they overeat. And how are we going to be? Now think of this, and I'm not being critical, but I want you to understand something here too. And I try to exercise, but I don't eat as good as I could. But we did the Daniel fast in the beginning of 2019, and I asked you, and I really confirmed to you to eat to the glory of God. Eat to the glory of God. But help me to understand something, that if we continue to eat wrong, if we continue to eat bad, a lot of chickens are going to die because of this message today. But I will tell you this, if we eat wrong and then when we're old or we're not old, then what happens is we're no good to the kingdom of God because of our habits and our hiccups. And church, I don't know who I'm preaching to, but what we have to do is we have to understand that God... This is the temple. And if we don't take care of the temple, I get so sick of John Sandy calling me on the phone. He's 60 however years old, and he says, I ran 7 miles today. Well, if you got somebody chasing you, you can run 7 miles too. And one other thing that we need to do is I'm teasing because John knows I love you, but here's the thing, is that we have to constantly, and for us to overcome these things, overcome these struggles, and let me tell you something, everybody is in a battle somewhere, are we not? Can we not testify that everybody is in a battle somewhere? But let me tell you something, if we are feeding our spirit with Jesus, if we're listening to anointed preaching, if we're listening to anointed singing, if we're listening to the Holy Spirit when He speaks to us, no devil or no demon can interfere in your life because you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sandy, I'm preaching this morning like this place is full, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What if it's gossip? Or what if it's a bad attitude? Or what if it's a hateful spirit that somebody has? And it's going to affect your job and your school and your family. It's all going to affect your life. And what you have to do is you have to learn to speak negative, or to speak positive. And Sam and I were talking about this in the Welcome Center today. Life, death and life is in the power of the tongue. The Bible tells us that whatsoever we believe in our heart, speak with our mouth, we will have it. Look it up. Google it. Ask Siri. She'll tell you about it. I challenge you today to stop speaking negative about Braxton County and about Gassaway, because you're canceling out my prayer. You're canceling out my prayer. And the people that are praying, for a move of God in Braxton County, but if we go around and we're complaining, let me tell you something. There's no perfect town. I live in Scott Depot, West Virginia. Their economy is flourishing there. But yet there at the Speedway close to our house, I saw a drug deal go down. It happens. It's just the way it is. But we need to speak blessings over this town. We need to speak blessings over this church. You need to speak blessings over your family. Let me tell you something. You want to see a move of God, you start speaking a move of God, and glory to God, you'll see it. You'll see it. I promise you, you'll see it. Speak over your finances. You tell your finances what they're going to do. You tell the devil to go back to hell where he belongs, because let me tell you something, our God is more powerful. Oh, but you don't know. No, I don't know, but I know my God. I know my God. My God says he shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something. Glory to God. I went and got the mail the other day for the church. And I opened up the Mon Power. If you work for Mon Power, I looked it up. I opened it. We have an accountant that takes care of all of our bills. But occasionally I'll look at one. I'll look at the bill. And I looked at the electric bill, $814. $814 for you to sit and air, turn it off. Just turn the air off. We'll get to, I'll call Richie and we'll get the funeral home fans and we'll start, just shut it down. But you know what? I used to think that way. But you know what I said coming across the street? I said, glory to God. I said, he shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. And I said, the bills are going to be paid because God is on the throne. Hallelujah. Let's take another offering, $814. Come on, kumbaya, baby. If you're watching online, text your offering, baby. Don't eat for free. I'm not joking. I'm serious. But you know God is faithful. God is faithful, church. I'm telling you, God is faithful. Glory to God. I tell you what, I several years ago, and I forgot that I did this. We had some doctor bills, and I combined them into one loan, and they were over $6,000, and it's $132 a month. And I thought it was one of those FNO loans. You know what an FNO loan is from now on? And I got something in the mail from Poca Valley Bank. It said, paid in full. I said, glory to God. I went home to Christy. I said, you remember all them doctor bills that we combined? I said, over $6,000. I said, I never thought I was going to get it paid off. But glory to God, I said, paid in full. And then yesterday, over in the box, I went over and got the mail again. And there was another thing, and it showed me the note. Paid in full. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Did you ever think that the reason why God is stingy with you is because you're stingy with him? Come on now, is it true? What if it's gossip? What if it's a bad attitude? What if it's a hateful spirit? You know, I had breakfast this morning down at the what do they call it down there now since you sold it? What is it called? Sigmund's Diner. I went down to Sigmund's Diner this morning and had breakfast. And Buddy was down there, and his Buddy and I having church this morning. And so anyway, we were down there, and I told the girl behind the counter, I said, oh, guess what today is? I said, today's Sunday, and I said, it's going to be a good day. And then I saw what was on the menu, and I said, glory to God, Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes. I said, it's going to be a great day. Hallelujah. And you know what the thing about it is? Lindsay used to wait on tables, and she told me one time, she said, one of the worst days for restaurant business is on Sunday because the church folk are rude, and they won't give. Is that true? They're all Baptists too, aren't they? Come on now, they're all Baptists. Presbyterians and Baptists, absolutely.
Somebody asked me one day, they said, what denomination? We're non-denominational. That gets you out of trouble right there. A sermon won't be complete if you don't read a scripture. So let me give you something here. James chapter 5 and verse 16, King James as well as the NIV. It says this: confess your faults one to another and pray for another that you will be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let me give it to you in the NIV. Therefore, confess your sins one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Back to the road to Damascus. I want to be real with you. I've got people in my life that I can unload on. I absolutely have two or three people that I can absolutely unload on, and they keep it right to themselves, and they pray for me. You say, well, what do you mean? My brother-in-law, Dan Mazzella, after my mother passed away, there were things that you have to deal with your when you lose a loved one. And so he encouraged me. Here's what he told me. It's my brother-in-law. He told me, he says, sit down with Microsoft Word and open it and sit there with your computer and just begin to type. Just begin to type whatever you're feeling, whether it's good, whether it's bad. Just begin to type. And then at the end, after you type out what you say, delete it. Because what we forget to understand, church, is that, and I'm not speaking in arrogance here, but when you are a public figure within a church, you have to be real careful in what you share. Because what happens is, it turns out it's on Facebook in an hour. Come on now, straighten your halo. You know it's true. It's what happens. And let me tell you something. I love y'all, but I ain't telling you. I ain't telling you. You say, well, why, preacher? Why won't you tell me? I got an outside counsel that I go to, and that if I'm struggling in an area. See, I have a dear friend of mine. We had Promise Keepers two or three times within the past 10 years, and I was the media director of Promise Keepers. And so when we began to start meeting, there was a dear friend of mine, I'm not going to tell you his name, but there was a dear friend of mine that came to the meetings and he helped and he was involved, and there it was all men. And they wanted us to get together with three or four men and pray. And we did. Then they wanted us to pray about some particular thing that we were struggling with. And this guy just let it fly. Dear friend of mine, I mean, just let it fly, everything that he was trying. Prominent job, big things that he was, you know, I mean, big money he made and this kind of stuff, and this kind of stuff. But he sat there and trusted us with what he was going through. I have problems with that scripture that I just read, to confess my faults one to another, that we can be healed. Does anybody else have a problem with that scripture besides me? Because, see, here's the problem with the church. Here's the problem with what we have become. We are not transparent. We hide our secrets. We hide our addiction. We hide our struggles. We hide all these things, and we don't want to tell anybody. But you can tell Jesus about it. But let me tell you something. I believe that we need somebody that we can talk to be able to work through things within our lives. Amen.
You say, well, that's what your husband's for, or that's what your wife's for. You can do that. But I also recommend that you have an outside person that you can go to and that you can talk to about things, because God can help you. And it's somebody that you can trust. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray that you may be healed. So if you go to somebody and that you're believing God and you're trusting that they are going to pray with you so that you can be healed, you know, another word that you can put in there, you can be delivered. I absolutely need Friday night. I need it so that I can be better for you, so I can be better for my wife and for my children, for my family as your pastor. I need it. I just wish that I could sell it to you, that you need it too. You need it too. You need it too. You say, well, Friday is family night. Well, let me tell you something. Bring them with you. Bring them with you. But I'm so guarded that I can't tell or trust anyone to tell them my life-controlling problem to. I just can't do it. I would be so good if I could find somebody that I can unload on. There's an old term called an accountability partner. We need to have accountability partners within our relationship with Jesus. Do you agree or disagree? Somebody nod at me, wave at me, something. We need accountability partners that we can talk to. Now, let me help you to understand something. I don't want to be everybody's accountability partner. I'm sorry. I just, you know, there's one or two I can help. But, you know, if you start saying, and everybody's in line here, you know, and it's like, you know, I want you to be, I appreciate that. But find somebody that you can trust, somebody that, not that you can't trust me, but somebody that you can trust to not, listen to me, air your dirty laundry. Does anybody in the house have any dirty laundry that if God exposed that, you'd be ruined? Just being real. We need accountability partners, somebody that we can trust. Someone that we can take our problems to and have somebody pray with us about. Because if we confess our faults one to another, the Bible says that we'll be healed. Now understand something. So, if I don't obey that scripture of confessing my faults one to another, then what am I doing? I'm being disobedient. See, we don't think about that. We just say, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to look at my shoelaces and go from there. Because I have life-controlling hang-ups, hiccups, and habits, I'm being disobedient if I'm not confessing my faults one to another. Let me ask you something. Is that a suggestion? You know, we think we have 10 commandments, but is that a suggestion? I mean, Barb, is that a suggestion? No, it's something. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we need somebody just to unload to. Well, I'm not confessing my sins to a person or accountability person so that I can be healed. I'm just not going to do it. Well, then you're going to have it continuing to be in the floor and you carrying over it and looking at it. And then what's going to happen is, what is it, Christy, that you call that? It's called an open door. What is it? Is it an open door? Where people allow open doors in their life. And what happens is that we open ourselves to things within our lives. And what it does is it hinders our relationship with Jesus. It gets us so caught up and tied up in things. You know, a door opens for somebody to first do drugs. That's an open door. You know, it's an open door for somebody to first cut or to look at pornography or to lust or to be hateful or to be the way they are. I had something show up in my Facebook news feed the other day of a little kid. It was really cute until I saw what he did. He was dressed up in a baseball outfit, uniform, and it said coach on the back. And what he was doing is he was imitating one of the coaches. And so when the call didn't come out the way that he wanted it to come out, he threw a bat onto the field. When the call didn't come out, he went up to the referee and began to kick dirt, or the umpire, and began to kick dirt up on him. And then one time he dropped a bunch of baseballs out on the field. It's almost like, anybody remember, is it Tommy Knight? Basketball coach, Bobby Knight. If a call didn't come down his way, he'd throw a chair out on the court. See, that's carnality. Carnality, a man of God, my mentor James Ashworth said that carnality is as dangerous as a rattlesnake in a baby's bed. And that's a whole different sermon. But what we have to understand is we have to get control. We have to get control of the things that are keeping us from our relationship with Jesus. Are you with me? Can you do it? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can kick drugs, I can kick lust, I can kick backbiting, I can kick adultery, I can kick fornication, I can kick all the things that enable us to be what God wants us to be. We can kick all those things. You know why? Through Christ Jesus, you can overcome. But it feels good, so I'm going to do what feels good, and that's the way I'm going to be, because it feels good, because I am my own. Let me tell you something. If you belong to Jesus, now you listen to what I'm saying to you. If anything doesn't matter the rest of the time, this thing matters. You are not your own. If you belong to Jesus, the Bible says that you are a prisoner of His, but yet you're free. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 says this in the NIV. I have the right to do anything you say, but not anything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Chew on that for a second. So what is mastering you? What is mastering you? Let me park there for just about 10 seconds. What is mastering you? Is it a complaining spirit? You ever get around people and all they do is complain? You ever been around people like that? All they do is complain. You see them coming down the Walmart aisle and you say, Jesus, take me home. Just get me out of here right now, Lord. I just pray I'm transparent and they don't see me. And here they come, complaining about every ailment. And God forbid that you one-up them, because they're going to one-up you. After this sermon, how many people can openly commit to coming to the road to Damascus? Here's the thing. It's time to deal with it. It's time to deal with it. Yeah, the food's great. You get free dinner out of it. But it's the meat and potatoes of the message. Of the message. And here was the neat thing about this week, and I'm not saying I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, but we had rehearsal on Monday. Tuesday was a school meeting. Wednesday was a small group in Scott Depot. Thursday was identity with Barb in her class in the Welcome Center. Friday was the road to Damascus. Guess what? I made all of them. You're supposed to say, "Oh." Well, preacher, you just ain't got a thing to do. You can hit all that stuff. I know life's busy. I know life's busy. I know that we've got to pick and choose what things that God wants us to do. But let me tell you something. It is important that you get plugged into this church in something. Are you with me? Get plugged into this church or start something. If you only knew what was going to take place in the next year within this church, it'll make your eyes roll. Because let me tell you something, there's some great things coming down the pipe. Some of you all, no matter how much I sweat, or I spit, or I run the aisles, or I shout, you have no intentions of coming to the road to Damascus on Sunday, on Friday, because you're happy with your addiction. You're happy with your struggle. You're happy with where you are. Your time's more important. For God's sake, you got to get rid of what is ailing you and keeping you from your relationship with Jesus and where it needs to be. It's important. I think it's more important than this Sunday morning service. You say, "Well, how can it be more important than that?" Because let me tell you something. If you are free, if you are free, there's a song we used to sing here. I am free to dance. Maybe you want to cue that up, Andy. I am free to dance. I'm free. I am free to live. If you've got something that you're struggling with, you don't have to tell me. Talk to Jesus about it. He went to the cross for it, didn't he? He went to the cross for it so that you don't have to carry it. He's all you need. He's all you need. So the question that I challenge you with today, how long do you want to carry it? How long do you want to carry it? How long do you want to carry it? Lindsay, could you come up and sing something? Hi, baby doll. You come here and see Poppy. How are you, honey? You's a good girl. If I thought grandchildren were this much fun, we'd have had them first. How you doing, baby? How you doing? What are you dealing with? Stand to your feet if you would. What are you dealing with in your life? What are you struggling with? It may be a complacent spirit that you are... You've become lazy in your Bible studying and your reading, and you have this battle. What are you dealing with today? The altar's open. The altar's open. Would you come? Would you come? Ask Jesus to help you, would you? Would you come and ask Him? Open. What are you dealing with? Come and confess it. Say, "Man, I haven't been to church in 30 years. I got a lot to talk about." Come to the altar, would you? Just come and talk to Jesus while she sings. God speaking to you about today.
Hard feelings, bring it to the altar. Get rid of it. It's not yours to carry.
In the name of Jesus.
You have an addiction, a struggle, bring it to Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break.
Begin to walk around the sanctuary and pray. Just walk around the sanctuary, you intercessors. Just walk around the sanctuary and pray. Two or three of you, just begin to pray. Begin to pray, church. Begin to pray. What are you dealing with today? Break that thing in Jesus' name. God's waiting on you. Jesus is waiting on you. He'll help you. Break that chain in Jesus' name. Church.
There's an army rising up.
Hallelujah.
And we're that army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
See, God wants to use us to free other people, but we got to be free ourselves. Get free in Jesus' name. Come on now. God doing with you today?
Has he delivered any of you today? Can you not give him a hand clap of praise? God set you free from something in Jesus' name. Andy, get that Shake Yourself Loose song ready. Do that one part, Lindsay, before we get to that song. I feel that. I hear those chains falling. Listen to this.
I hear the chains falling.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Celebrate. Lord, from as far as the east is from the west, in Jesus' name.
The chains falling, yeah. And there is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah!
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Every chain. Barb, come here and pray. Come here and pray. Break every chain. Break every chain.
To break every chain.
It's on you. I know. I feel it.
Oh, Father God, we just pray in Jesus' name. Father
Jesus'
God.
Name. Hallelujah.
And realize that you have broken every chain,
there.
Father God. You broke them on Calvary, Father God, and we don't have to carry them anymore.
No.
Are broken off.
Hallelujah.
Of them. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus, they are broken off of each and every person that sits here, Father God. There's no sickness that has to be in your body in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I call out sickness and I say, be broken in the name
Curse
of
it
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Break
you
it, Lord.
You don't have to be sick in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Financial blessings. I call financial blessings upon each person in this house, Lord God. I pray in Jesus' name that you would grasp a hold of what God has given to you.
Hallelujah.
And that you are the head and not the tail.
That
when you give, that every time you give, it will be pressed down, shaken
together,
and running over.
Glory to God.
Shall men give unto you because God has blessed you. The word says that Jehovah Jireh, it doesn't mean that he's our provider. It means that his provision shall be seen. So when you walk and you walk in provision, it means that when people see you walk down the street, they're going to see the provision of God all over you, because
Hallelujah.
His provision is going to be seen. His healing is going to be seen in your bodies, because people are going to look and know that you were once sick, but you are no longer sick because you are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. When he went to the cross, every single stripe he took upon his body was for you. Every single one, every time, every nail, every time it was pounded into his hands and his feet, it was for your healing upon your body. You do not have to be sick. You claim it right now in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Read your word and find out what the word says. What does the word say about your healing? What does the word say about your finances? What does the word say about how much he loves you? Oh, Father, I'm thankful that you love us.
Hallelujah.
You love us so much that you gave your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross so that I no longer have to be in sin, but I am free from the bondage of sin.
Hallelujah.
Be free in the name
free,
of
Lord.
Jesus from the sin
of
death. You
Jesus
no longer
name.
Have to die and go to hell.
No.
But you can be free and you can walk in victory. Walk in victory now so that when people see you, they're going to say, what do they have that's different? I want that same thing. Because what you have is the confidence of who you are in Jesus Christ. Because who we are in you, Lord God. I am a child of the Most High God, and I thank you, Father, that I am your child and that the victory is mine, not because of who I am, but because of who you are and what you did.
Hallelujah.
And I'm thankful, Father God, for what you
thankful
did for
God.
Me. Thank you, Father
thankful
God. Thank you, Father
thank
God,
you, God,
that I am saved. I
Hallelujah.
No longer have to be bound in
no.
sin.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, that I am healed. I no longer have to walk in sickness. I no longer have to walk in pain, but I am healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I am financially free in Jesus' name. In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, because you are my provider. You provide everything that I need. And whenever I walk down the street, people are going to see your provision.
I'm blessed.
Because they're going to see you upon us, Lord
God. I am blessed.
Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for who you are and for what you've done. I thank you, Lord God, that I can enter into your
Hallelujah.
Presence. And I can praise you and I can thank you. I can love on you, Father, and I'm thankful. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. And I thank you for Jesus.
Glory to God.
And I thank you for
the
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that comes and teaches us all things. Everything we need to know, the Holy Spirit will teach us.
Hallelujah.
And I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
you for being here,
Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for living within us.
Hallelujah.
And we are the bride of Christ.
I don't take it for granted, Lord.
We are the bride of Christ. Jesus Christ is our groom.
Oh,
and he's coming back for his church.
We love you, Jesus.
For his bride without spot or wrinkle.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you that I don't have to have a wrinkle or a spot because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name
I
pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Now, I got a leading on something. Andy, give me some house lights because this is a leading. I don't have to pray for you for your sickness to be gone. All you got to do is to begin to thank him. Lift your hands and begin to thank him. Whatever sickness that you're struggling with right now, whatever it is, whatever physical sickness, whatever mental sickness, whatever is ailing you right now, you don't have to come to this altar and let me anoint you and pray over you. Let me tell you something. Here's what you need to do right now. Just begin to thank him for your healing right now. Come on, church, all over the house, begin to thank him for your healing. Thank you for your healing. Say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me from cancer. Thank you, Lord, for healing me from back trouble. Thank you, Lord, for healing my heart in Jesus' name. Lord, manifest that healing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for touching my knee. Thank you, Lord, for touching my mind. Thank you for touching my body in Jesus' name. Thank you for touching my finances in Jesus' name. Just call it out to him. Come on, you're too quiet in the house. The Holy Spirit's here. Tell him what your need is, and he'll meet your every need right now. Hallelujah. Tell him what you need. Just tell him. They'll manifest it right now, Lord. Manifest it right now. Right now, Lord. All over the house, healings are taking place. Healings are taking place. You're healed in the name of Jesus. You're healed in the name of Jesus. You're healed in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, thank you, God, that I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you that I'm set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, but I still feel it. I still hurt right there. I rebuke that thing in Jesus' name. Command it to go because you're set free in Jesus' name. You are delivered in Jesus' name. Let me tell you something. I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and you are set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Play that song, Andy, and turn it up. Turn it up. Shake it off. You're set free in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Give him some praise in the house. Hallelujah. You are set free because of Calvary. Come on now, church. You begin to walk this church if you're healed, if you're whole and you're well. Say, oh, when it hurts, begin to praise him. Begin to thank him because you're set free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Celebrate his love. Glory to God. Come on, church, step out. Let's have camp meeting. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, dance before the Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, you can leave today, just like in the Bible days. When men begin to pray, those joints will start to shake.
Set free, you're set free.
I want you to know.
Oh, you done broke through. Hallelujah. Oh, some of you need to get up here and celebrate. Come on, the altar's open. Get up here and celebrate. Oh, just get rid of your pride. Can you not say, oh, I was sick, but now I'm free. I was lost, but now I'm found. Glory to God. Get up here. Come up here and celebrate. All right, I'll do it. If you won't, I will. Hallelujah. Set free. Come on, church. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Set free in the name of Jesus. Celebrate your freedom today in Jesus' name. That's right. Healed in Jesus' name. If you're healed in Jesus' name, lift your hands and begin to thank Him. Oh, if you're set free in Jesus' name. Set free. Hallelujah.
Scream and shout.
Come on now. People may think you're crazy, but let me tell you something. I may be crazy, but I'm saved and I'm healed and I'm delivered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah! Give Him some praise in the house. Andy, put that song in there. I am free to dance. I am free. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get around somebody, three or four of you, get in a circle. Somebody who's afflicted. Somebody, whoever you are, if you're here and you're afflicted, you got something going on with you. You got something going on with you. Get in a circle. Get in a circle and let somebody pray over you. Let me tell you something. When you come out of that circle, free in Jesus' name. Free in Jesus' name. Let me tell you something. I think some of you are a little bit scared and a little bit prideful. You've kind of enjoyed the sickness. Let me tell you something. You shake it off. You shake it off in Jesus' name. It don't belong to you. It's not yours. You walk in healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Play it, Andy. Turn it up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pray out. Pray out. Pray out. Y'all get yourself in a circle over there. Mike, get them in a circle and begin to pray. Get them in a circle. Hey, this is class precipitation. Get in there together. Thomas, get in a group. Get somebody praying for you. Go back here and around center around Wade and pray for Wade. Go back here and get Wade right now. And you all get back here and pray for him. Get back here and pray for him. Hallelujah. Lindsay, go back here and pray for Wade. In Jesus' name. Pray that thing off of him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray, church. Pray. 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 Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
I am free to live for you.
Free in Jesus' name.
I am free.
Shatta kalila balataya. Free in Jesus' name. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Free, hallelujah! Shaka kila balatada nebalai. Letitia, get in a group. Get in a group. Get in there. Somebody pray for her. Pray for her. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Through you, the blind will see.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Through you, our hearts will praise. Through you, my heart screams, I am free.
Are you free? Hallelujah. Are you free? Well, glory to God. Hallelujah.
And I am free to live for you.
Hallelujah. Woo. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set free in Jesus' name. Set free in Jesus' name. Set free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Set free in Jesus' name. Set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and
woes. Well, breaking loose. Hallelujah.
Surely he carried our sorrows, but he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities.
Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory.
The hand of freedom stretching out to you. Hold out your hands for freedom. Freedom in your head. Freedom in your heart. Freedom in your marriage. Freedom in your mind. Freedom in your emotions. Freedom in every area of your life. The freedom comes through the blood. It comes through the word. It comes through the body. It comes through the spiritual faith.
Set free.
It comes through the purpose.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many set free in the house? Can you not testify? All chains are broken in Jesus' name. God has set you free. Let me tell you something. It's time to celebrate the freedom of the King. The freedom of the King. Finances be healed in Jesus' name. Blindness be healed in Jesus' name. Blood pressure problems be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Set free. Give him some praise. He's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're all crazy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody want to testify about what Jesus did for you here today? Now, don't come up here and say what the devil's done for you. Anybody got a testimony of what Jesus has done for you today, right here today? Don't say the devil's been on my back all day. Don't say that. You tell me what Jesus did. Do you tell them what Jesus did? Hallelujah.
I pray to God today to be free and to find a place, and God spoke to me, and he said, be not afraid. You will have a place before the 14th.
Hallelujah.
And we will not lose our children or we'll live on the street. We will find a place.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Give him some praise in the house. Give him some praise in the house. Give him some praise in the house. He's worthy. Somebody else, somebody else, somebody else. Come on now. Let's keep it going here. What did Jesus do for you today? What did Jesus do when some of you were gathered in a circle over here praying? What did Jesus do? Come here. Come here. Hurry, 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 hurry. Tell him what Jesus did.
I'm going to say something to the whole church. Look at this row that Sandy had. Look at her grandchildren.
Yeah.
Look at Carlos back in the back, walking and raising his hands. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for everybody who's been healed. My husband had some blood pressure problems. Doctor took him off. Dizziness is gone.
Hallelujah.
And I don't think he needs that blood pressure medicine.
I know he don't.
I don't think he needs it at all.
Hallelujah.
This baby up here, her little leg, I don't even think healed there's
in
anything
Jesus
wrong with it.
Healed in Jesus' name.
This is my great niece, and I don't think there's anything wrong with
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah.
Bryce, we are so glad to have your family
Hallelujah.
With us.
Hallelujah.
We're just
Hallelujah.
Happy to have him here and
glory
bless
to
you
God.
All. Bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Carlos, oh, you're just it, buddy.
Healed.
I'm just so thankful for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Somebody else. Somebody else. What's God done for you today? Hurry. Come on. Come on. Step up here and tell us what God's done. I don't want to hear what the devil's done to you. I want to hear what God has done for you because he's a good God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. It's time for us to give him praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're one of the best looking people in this church. Glory to God. You
well,
preach it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, it's not what I can do. It's what you've done.
Hallelujah.
Father, you used a man of God to come down to that hospital and rebuke
yes.
Satan. Father, we did not believe that report
no.
that the doctors gave me. We believed Isaiah 53:3. Father God, you said the report you will believe.
Hallelujah.
And we believe God's report.
Believe
he
God's
said
report.
By his stripes I was healed.
Hallelujah.
He got 39 stripes, and they were for me. Father God, I ask you right now,
Hallelujah.
If there's anyone in here that does not believe, come on up here. We'll kneel down with you. Father God, if you need a healing, you can receive it.
Glory to God.
It's done been paid for, not by my words, but by God's words. He said, by his stripes, you are healed.
Hallelujah.
And I have been healed.
Hallelujah.
Father God, they couldn't find no blockages.
Hallelujah.
They went in there looking for them. After 22 years, God has taken care of me. No medications, an aspirin a day. They could find no blockages.
Hallelujah. Set
and
free.
Oh, my goodness. I just can't praise him enough.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good preaching, brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Set free in Jesus' yes. name. Set free. Lungs healed. Body healed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Somebody else, hurry, quickly. Who's got something on their heart today they just need to share about what Jesus has done for you today, right this day, in Jesus' name. Anybody else, please come. Please come. Anybody else as we tarry? As we tarry. Anybody else? Is there one more? You got something? Come here, Cynthia. You better hold on, this girl. I'll tell you what, I saw this girl shake from the platform at the Maranatha Fellowship. That microphone was shaking so hard because Jesus was on her. And let me tell you, you're talking about anointed. Preach it, sister. Go ahead. Sit down if you can.
Well, you were talking about tithe earlier.
Yeah.
My husband and I, we tried to be tithers and all of that. But when John said, honey, we need to really get in there and try to make sure that we get every dollar in that Jesus tells us to get in. And so we started even giving more. I'm telling you what, we started seeing finance come down from heaven. I'm telling
Hallelujah.
You. That was the goodness of God.
God's
Let me tell
good.
You something. Sometimes all I do is just add extra $10 to my tithe check. But you know what? God's in it. God's provided. God's helping. God's leading. I'm telling you what, it's a good thing to know that you're in God's house, but it's a good thing also to give to the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
He's got all kinds of people to take care of. All kinds of people to take care of. And
Hallelujah.
It starts right here. Starts with you. Starts with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just had to get that out of my system. I just did.
Preach it.
I said, Lord,
If you want me to testify, then I pray that you would just provide a way for me to do it. And you know what? Here it is at the end of the service.
Hallelujah.
And God did just that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love it.
Hallelujah.
I love him. I love him.
Give him some praise in the house.
He's a good God.
Thank Hallelujah. You. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Tell you what, Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Set free. Set free. Set free in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Glory to glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Just tarry just a minute with me. Pray in Jesus' name right now for his leadership. Hold on. Just pray. Just pray for him to reveal something here just now. And just now, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Andy, put one of those pads on just for a moment. Just Holy Jesus, 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 Jesus. Holy Ghost, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, just praying for something here. Just praying over something right now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you.
You say, what are you doing? Anybody want to confirm what I'm praying about right now? Anybody want to? I'm praying over whether we have church at 2 o'clock today or we have church at 4 o'clock today. I'm praying over it. Somebody pray with me over it. You say, well, I got to work or I got to do this. Let me tell you something. I'm praying. Jesus, is it 2 o'clock? Is it 4 o'clock? Is it 6 o'clock? I'm praying. I think we need to meet again. I think we, even if it's just for prayer, we need to meet. Let me tell you something. We have shook something loose today in this church in Jesus' name. And you say, well, I've got an itinerary. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. What I want you to do is to get on the phone, get on Facebook, get on YouTube, get on something and begin to ask. Begin to ask and to get people within the body of Christ to the church, for the church, for the church. Does anybody have a confirmation date? Some of you leaders, either 2 or 4 o'clock today. Which one? Is Jesus speaking to any of you about a 2 or 4 o'clock? 2 or 4, which is it, 2 or 4? I'm just trying to pray through that right now. You say, well, it's tradition to meet at 6 or to meet at 7. No. The tradition's out the door here. And you say, man, I'm tired today. I just can't do it. I believe it's 2 o'clock. I believe it's 2 o'clock. Church today at 2 o'clock. At the Pulse right here today at 2 o'clock. It's 12:30 now. If you want to fast through it, you can. If you not, you don't. You go out and eat. And 2 o'clock today. 2 o'clock today. We will meet here. We will meet here at 2 o'clock today. And you don't have much time to get on the phone or to get on Facebook. But I encourage you to share it. Share it. Get it out there on Facebook. Get it out there on Facebook. Say that Pulse is meeting today at 2 o'clock for church. For church at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock today. Let me tell you something. We need to come back in here. And we need to continue His praise and continue His worship. I don't care how many people we have. But I believe that we're to meet at 2 o'clock today. 2 o'clock today. 2 o'clock today. Please don't come up to me when I leave this place and say, well, I can't make it because I got to do this or I got to do that. Don't do that. I want you to clear your day if you can, because you don't want to miss what God wants to do in the second service of today in Jesus' name. If it's 10 people, if it's 20 people, if it's 50 people, this is God's day. Every day is God's day. Every day is God's day. You say, preacher, it's too pretty outside to be inside at 2 o'clock today. Jesus, I pray people are helped today. You are dismissed. You are dismissed. It's 12:30. Back today at 2 p.m. today for another wave of what God wants to do in the house. You say, that's so strange. Why would we meet at 2 o'clock? Because He wants to do something in your life. You're already up here. Go get something to eat and then come back. You say, well, I'm a once a weeker. Well, not today. Not today. Jesus, pray you do something today. Do something today. Do something today. In Jesus' name.